Like any self-respecting little kid, Marvin Gapultos condescended to eat a few things his mother cooked and boycotted the rest, loudly. He wanted American food, you know, pizza and burritos, not his mom's adobo and sinigang. Well, Marvin grew up Filipino. Now talk about a sleeper. We know next to nothing about Filipino food. Imagine the riot of different tastes that you get from a country of 7,000 islands and who knows how many foreign overlays. Well, Marvin came around to his mom's food. In fact, he brought LA its first Filipino food truck, the Manila Machine. He's now written the Adobo Road Cookbook, a Filipino food journey from food blog to food truck and beyond. Marvin, welcome.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you for having me.
So you wrote in the book that the Philippines are, I was surprised by this, 7,000 islands?
Yeah, roughly. I mean, I'm sure there's more than that, but yeah, the rough number is 7,000 islands.
Okay, so if you've got 7,000 islands and you've got a lot of different foreign influences, is there a typical Philippine taste or is it just incredibly diverse?
Well, Filipino cuisine is incredibly diverse. I mean, that's one of the great things about it. But maybe the most pervasive flavor, I guess, of Filipino food would be sourness, just because we like to cook with vinegar and with, you know, different citrus juices.
One of the national dishes, or maybe the national dish, is adobo, right?
Right.
And adobo is anything, if I got this right, cooked in soy sauce and vinegar.
Right. Adobo pretty much is a cooking method more than it is a dish. I mean, yes, it's the name of a dish, but it's really a cooking method. And that particular method involves the cooking of, you know, any meat, seafood, fruit, or vegetable in a mixture of vinegar, bay leaves, black pepper, garlic, and salt or soy sauce, depending, you know, on which you like. You know, soy sauce was introduced by the Chinese long after we were making adobo. So the earliest adobos were made with sea salt.
And you use really interesting vinegars, right?
Yeah. The Philippines has so many great artisanal vinegars. You know, some are made from coconut. Some are made from palm sap and sugar cane. So they're really, generally speaking, each vinegar could be used in place of the other. But they do each have their little different nuanced tastes and flavors.
Tell me, how did you learn to cook?
Honestly, I didn't learn to cook until much later in life. I mean, I was around Filipino food all the time, but I never really took an interest in cooking it until, you know, after I moved away from home, after college, and after I got married, you know, because my wife isn't Filipino. So one day I just had a craving for adobo, and I didn't know how to make it. My wife obviously didn't know how to make it. So that was kind of like a turning point for me, and where I decided I needed to learn, you know, at the very least, my family's recipes. And so, you know, I just started asking my mom lots of questions and my grandmother and my grandmother's sisters. So I just kind of went from there.
Then you eventually ended up with the first food truck in L.A. that was doing Filipino food. So how did that come about?
Well, it was actually a very terrifying leap. I had no previous restaurant experience. I had no previous, you know, professional cooking experience whatsoever. You know, I just had the recipes on my blog, and I knew I wanted to share Filipino food, and I knew I had to do something beyond my blog to do that. And at the time, you know, food trucks were the big thing, and it just got into my body that I had to open a food truck and cook Filipino food. And it was terrifying because I had no idea what I was doing. But it ended up being pretty good.
What foods were you doing?
I served a pork belly and pineapple adobo. We also served some Filipino sliders, which had different Filipino meats stuffed into these little Filipino sweet rolls called pandesal. Mm. And I also served a sisig, which is a bar snack in the Philippines, which consists of pork jowls and ears and nose. And that was actually a really popular dish, which was kind of surprising.
Uh-huh.
It was really great just to see how open people were.
Well, talking about this, are there dishes that are considered, you know, the mom and apple pie dishes of the Philippines, kind of the calling cards to the world?
Definitely adobo would be one of them.
Right.
Just because it's so pervasive and so loved in the Philippines. And every household has their different version of adobo. And so that's why it's such a comfort food for many Filipinos. And sinigang is another dish. It's a Filipino sour soup. You could pretty much put anything in a sinigang, fish or beef or chicken. And it, depending on the region, it's soured with either citrus juice or green tamarind, or even sometimes guava or sour pineapples even.
Wow. One other dish?
A particular dish I like, and I always have when I go back home to my mom's house or to my grandmother's, is pinakbet, which is a Filipino vegetable stew that some people say it's similar to a ratatouille in that it has tomatoes and eggplant and different squashes. And it also has bitter melon in it. And bitter melon is an acquired taste, but it's one of the great things about that dish because it has every flavor of the palate. You have the bitterness from the bitter melon, you know, sweetness and tang from tomatoes, and then you have saltiness and umami from fish sauce.
Marvin, thanks so much. We now have at least an introduction to Philippine food.
Oh, thank you, Lynn.
Marvin Gapultos has written the Adobo Road Cookbook. Now, you've got to try his salmon and miso sour soup. The recipe is on the website, splendidtable.org. And while you're there, check out the latest project, a quarterly ebook, Eating In with Lynn, Weekend Menus and Worknight Encores. It's my quarterly diary of what's happening in my kitchen on weekends, with lots of extras, from cooking lessons and shortcuts to my latest finds and opinions. Everything is at splendidtable.org.